Getting more from data, science for sustainable solutions. Okay, so this slide, it doesn't came out very well. I scanned it. And I think when we started talking about the purpose of this plenary, one of the questions that we had in mind was, do we have a science problem in agriculture? And we were talking about this knowing that we already thought we had a data problem. But I think that this, I work in the area of nutrients, and I'm also an extension specialist. And so knowledge translation has been part of what I do my entire career. And last summer, summer 2014, USDA, EPA, and USGS had a joint meeting on what to do about the reactive nitrogen problem. And Leif Nielsen, who is an NSF IGERT at Washington State University, did this topic model of all the funded research in nutrients. We have a lot of research under our belt. Our problem is, or at least one problem, seems to be how well do we use all those, that wealth of funded studies that's out there. Are we using them as well as we could be using them? And the big data issue question has eclipsed everything. And I would like to remind all of you that not everything is big data. In fact, much of what we do in agricultural research does not really fall under the big data title. We are, if you look where we are in terms of the types of studies, the data size versus and the number of data sets available, we're out on what's called the long tail. Lots of specialty data sets from different disciplines related to agriculture doing different pieces of work that have relevance to each other and to many of the same questions, but are not done in a way that allows them to be easily knit together to understand inference space. And this, I scanned this schematic from a paper on neuroscience on traumatic brain injury, which said exactly the same thing. It's a great article. They're out there on the long tail too, trying to knit together studies. And it's a very powerful, this article is a very powerful article, simple, explaining the value in traumatic brain injury research. So if we're really out there on the long tail and medical models are relevant to what we do, we ought to take a closer look at them. And we have done this previously. We've had this Dr. Kay Dickerson come to talk to a group of us previously, a couple years ago, and one of the things she presented was this knowledge translation model. And if you work in extension, it looks an awful like our knowledge translation model. And she has a very powerful talk. She's from Johns Hopkins. She's the director for the Center for Clinical Trials and Evidence Synthesis. This is what we do. We do it on different topics. They are farther down the road by a lot than we are. And so what she has to say is highly relevant to us. The next talk that we have lined up is to describe opportunities and success stories, barriers of and to good data stewardship. And we have to talk to us about that, Dr. Bill Mishner. He has been working on infrastructure models for better data stewardship in natural resources research, in ecology. He is well versed in the challenges that we face. And he is going to talk about open science for sustainable solutions. Dr. Mishner comes from University of New Mexico, and he has been the PI for Data One, the Data Observation Network for Earth. The third plenary is Dr. Cynthia Rosenzweig, and she's a use case. If we did data better, What would we use it for? And I think we all understand that modelers need data, and often the people who work on the models don't also have time to do the vast amount of field research that's necessary to underpin the models that they're doing. So her talk will set the stage for what's in it for me. And she's one use case. Dr. Rosenzweig comes from she's a senior research scientist. She comes from the Climate Impacts Group at NASA Goddard and at Columbia University, and she's a PI for the AgMIPS Intermodal Comparison and Improvement Project. And then we'll have a Q&A, and that's the end of my comments. So as I wrap up, I'd like to invite Dr. Dickerson to head on up. If you'll note, this was the end of evidence-based healthcare is the goal of what Dr. Dickerson will talk to you about. The Scott Morrell stated the obvious and converted it to what our goal in extension really is. It's the same. And so we will end with a powerful message from a data enthusiast, your new president, Dr. Fixon.